Welcome to Branko's Bites. I'm Bob Branko. As many of you know, I attended Perkins School for the Blind years ago. For several years, we began our school day by sitting in the chapel for services. No, it was not a mass, but I'll tell you what we used to do. Prior to chapel service, the boys would line up on one side, while the girls lined up on the other side. We would file into the chapel, take our seats, and listen to a very special ceremony every day. The chorus would sing an anthem. The director of Perkins would say a prayer. We would sing a hymn from the hymn books. Then we would find out which teachers were absent that day, and then there would be a very inspirational guest speaker. To me, this was a wonderful motivator for our school day. Somewhere along the line, back in the early to mid-80s, I believe, someone decided to abolish chapel services. I don't know who it was, but there's been a lot of speculation as to why. It might have been political correctness. At least that is what is believed by the person who took us all on a tour of the school back on June 9th, those of us who attended our 40th class reunion. So here's my question. What was so wrong with chapel services that somebody had to abolish them? The services didn't harm anyone. They didn't affect anyone. In fact, Protestants, Jewish students, Catholic students, and several other religious factions attended chapel service because it didn't seem to matter what religion you were. We were all inspired, and no one complained that I know about. And even if one or two people complained, you know, we complain about little things all the time. That doesn't mean we don't want to go anymore. I mean, I didn't want to get up at 6:30 in the morning, but I did, because I had to. So I went to chapel service. It was par for the course. But, as I said, chapel service was abolished. The chapel is still there for chorus practice. The organ still works, although it needs fixing. But the service itself is a thing of the past. I wish chapel service at Perkins came back. I'm Bob Branko, and thank you for listening to Branko's Bites.